This is the More Than Right podcast, and I'm your host, Steve Lopez. There's little doubt 81-year-old President Joe Biden has lost his mental faculties, but the media has of late insisted Biden is on top of his game and point to what they call his many accomplishments. Even the mainstream media propaganda machine can't hide Biden's many gaffes. Like the time he attempted to define the good old U.S. of A.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in
And then there's Biden's tendency to lose his train of thought.
What am I doing here?
Some in the media are outright angry. Not at Biden, but his White House handlers for not doing a better job hiding old Joe's mental decrepitude. MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski of Morning Joe, for instance.
Yeah, I think his staff needs to own his age. I'm just going to be honest. I don't think they do a good job helping out the president. And I'm not talking about it like, I'm just saying, if you are managing a president's schedule, and you are managing a president getting on stage and getting off stage and doing getting on planes and getting off planes. And yes, he's 80. You need to be there for him and you need to make a pathway. And you sure as hell better make sure he doesn't fall on a sandbag. And I blame the staff for that.
What Mika and other media talking heads fail to see is that Joe Biden's fog machine of a brain is his savior. Special Counsel Robert Hur released his report concerning Joe Biden's criminal mishandling of classified documents. According to the Hur report, quote, "Our investigation uncovered evidence that President Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified materials after his vice presidency when he was a private citizen. These materials include, 1. Marked classified documents about military and foreign policy in Afghanistan and, 2. Notebooks containing Mr. Biden's handwritten entries about issues of national security and foreign policy implications sensitive to intelligence sources and methods. FBI agents recovered these materials from the garage, offices, and basement den of Mr. Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home," unquote. Hur goes on to say Biden's illegal mishandling of sensitive government secrets is enough to prosecute him under the law, except for one glaring prosecutorial impediment: Joe Biden's mental deterioration. Quote, "We have also considered that at trial, Mr. Biden would likely present himself to a jury, as he did during our interview of him, as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with poor memory. Based on our direct interactions and observations of him, he is someone for whom many jurors will want to identify reasonable doubt. It would be difficult to convince a jury that they should convict him, by then a former president well into his 80s, of a serious felony that requires a mental state of willfulness," unquote. And there you have it. Special Counsel Hur gives old Joe a get-out-of-jail-free card for having a head full of mush. Further, Hur clearly believes Joe's mental sharpness abandoned him shortly after Trump entered the White House in 2016, or around the same time Joe dropped the boxes filled with sensitive U.S. government materials in many places, like right behind his green Corvette in his Delaware garage. Hur explained that Joe's too far gone to drag before a jury, who would likely weep as Joe uttered incoherent answers to questions he wasn't asked, that is, between drooling fits. Hur's conclusion did not sit well with Mika Brzezinski's better half and Morning Joe co-host, Joe Scarborough. He rambled on about what he called the report's, well, ramblings.
So bizarre, and there's so many people that immediately heard these random conclusions, irrelevant conclusions, politically charged, Trump-like ramblings, who, first of all, wondered why in the world he would put that in a report, his neurological assessment of Joe Biden, and secondly, why Merrick Garland would release garbage like that in the Justice Department report.
But NBC's Justice and U.S. intelligence correspondent Ken Delanian reminded Scarborough of the facts listed in HERS report, like the existence of tape recordings of Joe Biden admitting to sharing the purloined classified government documents with his biographer.
He was recorded saying, "I found classified documents in my house in Virginia," to the ghostwriter. He's recorded disclosing classified information to the ghostwriter, according to this report. But he says he forgot that. So Rob Herr has to explain that, in fact, the larger context is here is that Mr. Biden has forgotten a lot of things. He forgot the dates that he was vice president, according to this report. He forgot at one point during the interview when his son died. He forgot a key figure in the Afghanistan debate that he cared a lot about, which side of the debate he was on. And so Rob Herr felt like he had no choice, I'm told, but to lay out in detail the faults he found with Joe Biden's memory and explain how that would be perceived in front of a jury, because he's going to have to go up to Congress and justify to a bunch of angry Republicans why Donald Trump is being charged with retaining classified documents, but Joe Biden isn't.
This puts sympathetic media types like Joe Scarborough in the awkward position of urging Americans to re-elect Joe Biden while simultaneously explaining away the Justice Department's official report, saying Biden is too mentally unfit to present to a jury of his peers. Biden later held a hasty press conference to do some damage control, and you can bet your life his staff begged him not to do it. But gaffe monster Biden couldn't help himself. And so, the doddering Biden entered the White House diplomatic reception room and ranted angrily while standing under the watchful eye of Rembrandt Peale's portrait of President George Washington. Fox News correspondent Peter Doocy, the only investigative reporter in Washington, asked the question most media scribblers won't.
President Biden, something the special counsel said in his report is that one of the reasons you were not charged is because, in his description, you are a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory.
I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president, and I put this country back on its feet. I don't need his recommendation. It's
How
totally
bad
out.
Is your memory, and can you continue as president?
My memory is so bad, I let you speak.
Doocy's tenacity encouraged one lowly reporter to continue the tough questioning.
Mr. President, for months when you were asked about your age, you would respond with the words, "Watch me." Many American people have been watching, and they have expressed concerns about your age.
That is not the judgment of the press.
Did you catch that? Biden said his loss of mental sharpness is, quote, "not the judgment of the press," unquote. In other words, the reporter's question did not stick to the agreed-upon media narrative that old Joe is just killing it as president. With the threat of prosecution no longer a concern, Biden vigorously defended himself against the charge he kept classified documents in unsecured locations.
I didn't know how half the boxes got in my garage until I found out staff gathered them up, put them together, and took them to the garage in my home. And all the stuff that was in my home was in filing cabinets that were either locked or able to be locked.
None other than CNN applied some fact-checking to Biden's statements. Quote, "Biden's claim is not true. The special counsel's report says that while some of the classified documents were found in cabinet drawers in Biden's Delaware home, other classified documents about Afghanistan were found in an unsealed and badly damaged box sitting in his garage alongside an assortment of other items the special counsel described as household detritus. The report included a photo of the box," unquote. Then Biden denied the sensitivity of the classified information.
"And none of it was high classified. Didn't have any of that red stuff on it. You know what I mean? Around the corners? None of that."
CNN countered that special counsel Herr, quote, "reported the discovery of documents in Biden's possession that had markings identifying them as top secret, sensitive, compartmented information, a very high level of classification," unquote. Then Biden denied he shared that classified information with his ghostwriter.
"I did not share classified information.
I did not share it.
With your ghostwriter?
With my ghostwriter. I did not. Guarantee you did not.
But the special counsel said
it. No, he did not say that.
Okay.
He did not say that.
But Mr. President, what?
CNN said, quote, Biden shared classified information with his ghostwriter by reading nearly verbatim from his notebooks on at least three occasions, including his notes from meetings in the White House Situation Room, unquote. Biden ended his press conference with a demand for a ceasefire in Israel's war with genocidal Hamas, believing it would highlight his foreign policy prowess.
As you know, initially, the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him. I convinced him to open the gate.
As anyone older than a millennial or Generation Xer knows, Mexico borders the southern United States, not the Gaza Strip. That is Egypt. But the gaffe helped to remind Americans of Biden's responsibility for the crisis at our border with Gaza. I mean Mexico. We live in extraordinary times. The United States of America, rather than devolving into an Orwellian dystopia, has instead devolved into an idiocracy. On the popular Greg Gutfeld show, Fox News contributor Kat Timpf encapsulated the bizarre situation the nation now finds itself with the following observation.
We've been in this so long that it's easy to forget how crazy it is. We're having a presidential race that's coming up, and it is, sorry, Nikki, but it is going to be between two people, one of whom is not senile, but is being charged with stuff, and another one who is not being charged with stuff, but that's because he is senile.
Yeah.
What the f*** are we doing here? And, like, everybody...
My goodness.
I thought that things were supposed to return to normal.
No.
That concludes this edition of the More Than Right podcast. If you feel so inclined, please like and subscribe to the podcast. Until next time, this is Steve Lopez.